Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Quietly but steadily, the prosecution of the violent transnational gang known as MS-13 is moving through federal court in Boston. A sweeping indictment charges 61 people of being members or associates of the local branch of the Central American gang. There has been one conviction at trial and now 26 guilty pleas. The latest plea comes from an admitted killer whose brutal initiation into the gang was caught on video. WBUR's David Boeri has that story.
23-year-old Juan Joel Medina Martinez has a small beard, a receding hairline, and a fast-thinning future. He came into court with a burly marshal on each side of him and no viable defense in front. A hidden microphone had caught Martinez bragging about how he had killed a member of the rival 18th Street gang. "I stabbed the expletive three times, and it was a beautiful thing, just beautiful." Strike one. Then a hidden camera captured the ceremony rewarding Martinez for the murder by making him a full member of MS-13. Strike two. Throw in the fact Martinez's street name was Animal, and you might as well throw in the towel. That's what experienced attorney Peter Ettenberg was doing when he brought his client in for a guilty plea, hoping that in return Martinez might get something less than life for a sentence. "Are you a citizen of the United States?" asked Judge F. Dennis Saylor. And Joel Martinez gave the same answer almost all the others have in this case. "No." He's from El Salvador. The presence of so many violent, undocumented gang members, whose motto is kill, rape, control, has drawn the keen interest of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and President Trump in their efforts to eliminate illegal immigration. Sessions often speaks of, quote, machete-wielding gang members. The president calls them bad hombres. An FBI affidavit sets the number of MS-13 members in America at 6,000. But the irony is that Martinez and his many co-defendants who were in the country illegally belong to a gang that was made in America before it was transplanted to Central America and then sent a new generation north, bigger and badder than before. Another irony is that so many mothers in El Salvador sent children like Joel Martinez north to get away from the gangs that they would later join in America.
Young folks from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, fleeing the gang violence there.
Peter Levitt led the organized crime and gang unit at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Coming to places like Chelsea to get away from the gang violence and then finding themselves in the first couple weeks of school being approached by MS-13 and 18th Street and being forced to choose.
When the young teenager Martinez was approached by the gang back in El Salvador and his family was threatened, his attorney says his mother, now sitting with her anxious family in the Boston courtroom, decided to send him away. The passage north took 4.5 months, Peter Ettenberg will tell the judge at sentencing. By September 2015, Martinez belonged to MS-13, but was aiming for full membership as a homeboy.
Typically, to become a homeboy, a probationary member will have to participate in the murder of a rival gang member.
As one former gang member has testified, the mission statement of MS-13 is simple and brutal. Quote, "Mara Salvatrucha kills its rivals, extorts people." That was what brought Martinez to a knife fight with 15-year-old Irvin DePaz of Chelsea, who was starting his freshman year, another Salvadoran who came from the town of Zacatecoluca. But he joined 18th Street. "Huge rival gang member," Martinez would later brag to the confidential witness who was secretly recording him. "He fell down dying, dude. He asked me if I was going to kill him. I told him, expletive, yeah, you rival. The Maras control you." On the other side of the courtroom from Martinez's family, Irvin DePaz's aunt sobbed.
Dos, tres. Propénenlo.
Cuatro.
Martinez's ambition came true several months later when the gang made him a homeboy by beating him for 13 seconds. You can hear the kicking and the countdown. After which, the boss congratulates the newly initiated with, "Welcome to the Mara." Do you disagree with anything in the government's description? Judge F. Dennis Saylor asked about the murder. Martinez slowly turned to his mother, his brother, and his family. He took a long look at them. The courtroom stopped. He looked back, looked down to the microphone, and answered, "No." On that secret audio tape, Martinez says he still hears the screaming of his victim. But he won't be talking to the feds. He made it clear he's not snitching. He'll be back in February to ask for a sentence of closer to 30 years instead of life. A reminder of bad hombres afflicting good people. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.